This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Never forget. All right, let's go right to your phone calls. Appreciate you all holding. Let's go to Presley in North Carolina. Thank you. You better set me free. Go ahead, Presley.
All right. 8-pack power stack changed my life. I'm from North Carolina. I'm a real person. There's not too many Presleys in North Carolina, so if anybody wants to look me up, go ahead. I've been experiencing medical tyranny since April. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I've got diabetic retinopathy, which means I need eye treatment. I've been denied medical treatment, numerous doctor's office visits because I refuse to wear a mask because of religious beliefs and medical concerns as well. I'm also going through a workers' comp issue, and I can't get an x-ray on my foot, which I'm worried about losing because of my diabetes, because I won't wear a mask. They won't even let me in at the end of the day for a 5-minute CT scan on my foot. And my workers' compensation lawyers want me to take the easy money. I've contacted North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis. They refer me to the North Carolina Bar Association, and they are basically saying that there is no lawyer willing to pick up my case in North Carolina as a First Amendment case and help me out. And my primary care doctor refuses and is not allowed to write me a medical exemption note, even though I qualify for a medical exemption. It is beyond tyranny. I'm so frustrated, man. I can't even tell you.
And, brother, again, they tell you, oh, white people are bad. Europe's bad. America's bad. We're being mean to the black people. And they show a few cases of things that may be wrong. And then they attack black people, white people, you name it, for not wearing masks and savagely beat people and stomp their heads and beat women all over the world. And then it's okay because it's all the media that's doing this. And the media is the enemy. They are sick.
And I said, if I was Jewish or Muslim, we wouldn't even be having this religious conversation right now. It's disgusting. They don't care. If you're a white Christian, they don't care.
Well, that's because, white Christians have laid down and have been told, be moral, do what we say, or you're racist. And so we've done what they say. So now they're like, okay, don't say you're father or mother. Okay, wear a mask all the time. Okay, your business isn't essential. You've got to be shut down. That's what they're doing, brother.
Yeah, and one final thing before I go. I think Trump's October surprise might have something to do with Joseph Gregory Hallett. It could be BS. There are some things that concern me about it, but he is basically claiming the title of the King of England. He's put in papers going back to January, but I think that's what's going on over there in England with the whole royal family running out of the palace and everything right now. So,
well, they're in trouble for all the pedophilia. I don't know about that, but I appreciate your call, Presley, and God bless you, and thanks for the support. Let's go to Blake in Arkansas. Blake, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've got an idea for Trump's October surprise. Man, my eyes have been open recently. I've been awake for many years. You've got a lot to do with that, but that's another story. It's kind of like taking a nap, and your kids are messing around in the kitchen. Your eyes aren't open, but you're awake, you know, and there's
it's like Rip Van Winkle wakes up.
Yes, absolutely. But my message to Trump, the narrative is well defended, but the proof that all this is a hoax, that we're being locked down for no reason, is more and more irrefutable. He cannot be blind to that. There is no reason for this vaccine. None.
You know what? Stay there, Blake. I don't want to cut you short. I'm going to come back to you. I meant to start the show today with what you just said, that Trump can't just say, okay, it only kills old people and it's exaggerated. And he's got to go to the heart of it was engineered to kill our economy. They tell us America's bad, but it came out of China. And look, almost no one is sick from it. 90% of the tests are fake positives. They used all the numbers of dead people that died of other things. He needs to frontally assault it and say the hoax needs to end. The mask wearing needs to end. The lockdowns need to end now. And point out, it's the UN estimates another 8 million people are going to starve to death this year, conservatively, because of it. I think it's a very conservative number. So the very UN engineering this is now saying give them money to feed these people that are starving to death. COVID didn't cause the global lockdown of starvation. COVID was the excuse. The hysteria did. We'll be right back. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of T-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was a real gamble by Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, and the Rothschilds with the deep state, the Clintons and the Obamas, and the Chi-Coms heading it up with the media to launch the whole COVID-19 martial law lockdown when they were running the Wuhan lab and all the rest of it. But they cooked it up with the Rockefeller Foundation, Project Lockstep, and there were other British Ministry of Defense reports about using bioweapon to bring in martial law if the public was ever revolting. This stuff's come out before. That's how you kill a revolution in Hong Kong or in the UK or the US or Brazil, is you release a bioweapon to change the subject, have an excuse to lock down your political enemies. But then the left, they're allowed to march. They're allowed to have their jobs. They're allowed to get their hair cut. They're allowed because they're part of the ruling class. So it's true discrimination we're being taught about. But what a gamble as it comes out that the virus is one of the weakest viruses ever known, but does the false positive. So that's why they used it, to make everybody suspect. And now the former Australian Prime Minister says it's a health dictatorship, hysteria, just exaggerated unendingly. This is the important news. Get this out to everyone you know. That's why they're trying to censor even the CDC's own numbers, because their whole narrative of 3%, 4% were going to die. You know how many people that'd be? If 4% of the United States died, that's 4 million for the 300 million. Then we're another 50, 60, 70 million. No one knows. So let's say another 3 million, 4 million, 4 million, 4 million, 12 million, 13 million, 14 million, 15 million people be dead right now. 15 million people. 15 million. Not a million worldwide, folks, and they're counting every death number. Let me show you this. We're going to your calls. CNBC, key coronavirus forecast. Key. Oh, the forecasts have all been lies. Predicts over 410,000 total U.S. deaths by January 1st. The worst is yet to come because winter's coming and there'll be lots of flu and lots of pneumonia and lots of death and locked up old folks that family can't see and a lot of fun, a lot of ventilating them, a lot of getting that 52,000 cash. Oh, the Democrat states are going to murder some old people and make some money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. And it's the same recycled hoax over and over again. Oh, the hospitals are full. Stay in your house so you don't spread it. So the hospitals aren't full. They're empty. And the governor, what, a month and a half ago, put us back down under partial lockdown in Texas, and he said, oh, because we've got to keep the hospitals, you know, not too full because they're full. And we went to the hospitals. He said they were totally empty. And Abbott's not stupid. So they're blackmailing him. I don't know what Abbott's into. Might have to do with some land deals down in San Antonio. You know, I really don't have to play hardball with the governor. Maybe I should go meet with some people at the legislature. Certain business groups down in San Antonio that he did 10 years ago. Yeah, there's, you know, I think it's time to take the gloves off a little bit, isn't it? Let's just leave it right there. Okay. Let's go back to Blake in Arkansas. Blake, you're on the air. I really appreciate you, Blake. Go ahead and recap what you were saying. Trump needs to get out in front of this and expose it and destroy it, just like I did. Yes, it kills people. It's way weaker than the flu, but they're lying to you about everything else to keep things locked down, and they're all hypocrites. But this Pelosi thing and all these other Democrats caught without masks and out at restaurants and all the Democrat mayors, it's time to stop it now before they bring in the contact tracing and all the rest of it and another lockdown. What do you say? Lay it out, your emergency measures to the president, Blake.
As I was saying, the proof that it's a hoax is more and more irrefutable. There's no reason for this vaccine. It's being rushed. Your videos with the doctor talking about the versions of the vaccine, the human 2.0, everybody needs to see that. Trump is under currently emergent pandemic protocols. That gives him special permissions. This idea is wild, but charge into these facilities making these different vaccines. I don't know what parts of the world they're in. I don't know who he can find in the military to trust to carry out his executive order, but go into these facilities, find the hard drives, find all the documents you can, find the inventory, evacuate the human lives, and blow it off the freaking
map. Well, you know why they listen, 2000, brother, you're so smart. I should have been saying this myself, like I have, but this is front and center. 2015, U.S. scientists, it wasn't a partisan issue, are like, you can't have chimera gain of function viruses being made at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, other areas. And that was all under Bill Gates funding, literally, the whole thing, and Fauci. They ran it. This is mainline news. We broke it 8 months ago, but it became mainline news 4 months later. And so they moved it to Wuhan in 2015 to do it illegally there. So how does Trump raid Wuhan and get all the... That's why they run the fact checkers that run Facebook out of Wuhan. They run the main testing that's approved testing out of Wuhan. The whole criminal operation... You know, the Legion of Doom, you know, in the cartoons had that floating spaceship that stayed in the swamp. The Wuhan lab is the Legion of Doom headquarters. Literally. They run it all out of there. Can you believe that?
I believe it. And I understand the limitations, but at this point it is a provable crime against humanity. And maybe.
Well, you know what Israel would do? Israel blows stuff up in Iran. If it's nuclear and a threat to Israel, I mean, all I'm saying is, look, he's already pulling us out of the UN, out of the WHO. He's already moved with the Secretary of State and others against the UN and the Human Rights Council that's going after our military, claiming jurisdiction over the U.S., which is a total joke. They're trying to treat us like we're Serbia or something. And so you're damn right. But I just say, look, the Joint Chiefs don't want to say China did it. Because we'll have to go to war with them. Well, they already went to war with us. And they're using it with their cohorts to shut our economy down. And so all I'm saying is, I'm not a warmonger. But if somebody actually attacks us, I say go after them. What do you say?
I'm not a warmonger either. But he's got the power to make a move now. We're all sitting back on our haunches waiting to see what's happening.
No army can make Americans stay inside and destroy generations of wealth and teach our kids to be lazy, and soon we're going to be in bigger debt. I mean, the global depression is unstoppable now. I just want to hold it off until he gets reelected. And even after that, he's going to have a hell of a thing on his hands. He needs to blame it on them now because they deserve it. They're blaming him and America when they did it. Give it to them. Destroy them. Trump tried to act nice with these people, and it's not the way to do it. His biggest failing was playing patty cake with them 6 months ago. But they were telling him, oh, play patty cake, we want to fix this together. And they all turned around and stabbed him in the back. He needs to destroy them. They're not Americans. They're foreign enemies. What else do you want to say to the president?
It's an extreme crime, and to fight it may take extreme measures. And I believe Trump can make a difference, but I'm not going to sit back and expect one man to fix it from the inside out.
Well, you just said it. Extreme measures. We didn't do all this. They brought us here. I mean, World War II was extreme measures. We didn't start that. Hitler did. They have started a war with us. What do?
We start from the outside and work our way in. We stop doing what they're telling us to do. I'm going to football games on a Thursday and Friday night. 75% of the masks are not being worn. They're comfortable. They're doing it, okay?
But then you walk into Walmart, and I am the only person in the Walmart not wearing a mask. So why are you bowing down for Chinese-run Walmart, but you won't do it in the under the Friday night lights? Get real. If you don't believe it, don't participate in it.
That's it, because it is a fraud. I mean, have you seen the numbers? I mean, now it's like 0.000.
I didn't have good numbers in math in high school, but those are easy numbers to understand. I even get that.
It's not even a tenth of a percent. It's not even a, it's ridiculous. But still, oh, we're heroes. Wear your mask. Don't be a wimp. God bless you, brother. All right, I spent a lot of time with Blake. We're going to go to Steve and everybody else. We come back at Black Lightning and CC. Everybody stay there. It's Friday. I'm taking your calls. I know I'm ranting. It's just, we're 59 days out, folks, and it's like watching a toddler run out into a highway and you're 100 yards away and can't help him, and you see that 18-wheeler coming and it's about to run him over. I mean, we are all in the crosshairs here. This is, I cannot tell you how serious it is. I mean, I'm not trying to be dramatic. This is the time to be engaged and involved and praying now.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to your phone calls right now. Annie was a liberal, red-pilled. Revolution happening in California. Yeah, people are either running for their lives or waking up. Annie, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling in today. We really appreciate you. Tell us about your red-pilling and your experience and what you're seeing in California.
Okay. Hi, Alex. This is Annie, first-time caller from lovely Oakland, California. I wanted to just actually plug your products because it was through your products that I came to hear your show. I was given as a gift by one of my conservative relatives for Christmas some of the Super Female Vitality and some of the turmeric. And I would have been, I was one of those liberals that would rather like die than darken the doorway of the InfoWars website. But I loved the product. And I didn't know it was related to Alex Jones because I always thought Alex Jones was just some lunatic conspiracy theorist. But when I ran out of the product and wanted more, my cousin said, well, go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the product because it changed my life. I went from just being exhausted and
Well, I want to hear your story because your phone was great until just now, Annie. You said change your life. Now your phone's come back. Please continue.
Well, no, I'm saying the product, the Super Female Vitality, I'd never had anything like it. It gave me clarity. It gave me energy. I ran out. My cousin said, go to InfoWarsStore.com. I just Jones, so I go there to get some more product for myself because I'd really come to depend on it for my daily function. And I saw I was supporting an InfoWar. So I was supporting, so I started listening to your show. And all of a sudden, I realized this guy is speaking truth. You know, I'm not. And I was actually red-pilled right away. And now, as I speak, my son-in-law owns a barber shop in Oakland. And today is the first day he's opened it. And I'm going to babysit my grandson. Our people here in California are starving, literally. Last year at this time, my son-in-law was making money hand over fist, and my grandson, they were putting him in a very nice school. And now I'm going down, I've relocated to Northern California, and I want to touch on Carlos that you spoke to. But I'm coming down here 4 days a week because they can't afford child care.
They're unbelievable. And so you see.
Yeah, downtown Webster, Oakland, California. He opens his barbershop, and I don't know if Nancy Pelosi has anything to do with that, but today's the first day. So I'm babysitting for free, but I'm living in Northern California, and I want to touch on Carlos that you had on your show.
He's awesome.
The gentleman who spoke to the county, right?
Yes, we love him.
And in our area, because I became a conservative and I started listening to your show. I moved from Oakland, so I'm splitting my time between Oakland and Mount Shasta, which is the Siskiyou County, one county up. And the people there have been ready to take up arms, but they've been needing a leader. And in Carlos, he's articulate, he's intelligent, he's got a background in the Marines, and people are beginning to follow him. But the point I want to make, Alex, have you heard of the State of Jefferson?
I have.
You have? Okay, so in Northern California in 1920, the Northern California and Southern Oregon attempted to secede, and they wanted to call it the State of Jefferson, right? And then there was another push, I think, in 1950. Right now, because I travel Highway 5 between Oakland and Northern
California. Oh, there's a big push to split the state in three.
Well, right now, as I travel Highway 5, there are billboards everywhere. Join the state of Jefferson, www.vet. So there's a huge push for Northern California to succeed from the rest of California and Southern Oregon. Completely different people. So I'm just thinking, if our brethren are going to take up arms, maybe that should be the cause, you know? Maybe it's time that...
Well, there was ever a time we're entering that where they're starving people to death, families are having to move in together, they're running out of money, homelessness is at all-time highs, people not having money for food is at all-time highs, and it's all designed to make us blame the president who just wants us to be a sovereign country. And the PSYOP is so intense that either people believe the lie because it's too hard not to believe it because it's so fabulously huge, like Joseph Goebbels said, if you're going to tell a lie, make sure it's super giant because people won't think you're making up something that big. And so, the tactics they're using are so dangerous, and it's because Pelosi and all these people don't run things. A consortium of foreign banks do through China, and they don't care if Democrats win or lose. They just want to wreck us. And so if America would just wake up and realize this is a foreign attack and reject it all, we could turn it around like that. But we have to understand that Bill Gates and these others are allied with the Chi-Coms and are the enemy. And so there can't be any half measures. If we don't do that, there's absolutely no hope. We have to have full awakening and full rejection. It's like having poison. You don't just go, oh, I've swallowed poison, too bad. No, you have to get it out of your stomach. You have to get it out of your body. And if it's in your blood, you got to take an antidote. Well, the antidote is not complying. What do you think, Annie?
Well, what I think is, and my heart breaks, is that, okay, my kids are millennial. They are as liberal as can be. And it's like there's a deception of darkness. I don't know what it will take. The guy owns a barbershop in Oakland. And yesterday he saw Pelosi get her haircut. And that hasn't turned him away from... And he's just one person. I'm saying they're just asleep, and yeah, I'd love them to wake up. I woke up, but understand, I'm 50. I'm a different generation than the millennial.
Well, you've got to put pressure on them and explain that they're under cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome, and just explain to them that it all feels good being in a cult and being in the peer pressure. But when the cult tries to keep you on the farm, when the cult tells you to hate yourself, when the cult... Suddenly, you don't have food on the table because what the cult's saying, the cult ain't good. So, if you're in a group willingly and things are good and people are free to say what they want, then you're not in a cult. No, this is a bad cult. And they think we have no memory. They think once they destroy the economy, we're going to blame America for it. Cloud and Piven. And so maybe you can take, you know, this little piece of the show and talk to your family and explain to them, I've been under cognitive dissonance, too. I've been wrong about things in my life. As you get older, you learn where you were wrong through experience. But you've got to admit you're wrong. You've got to not go under learned helplessness and Stockholm syndrome. And you have to understand that you can take them to Operation Lockstep and Operation Event 201. Print those out for your family and say, here's the Rockefellers calling it a pandemic to bring in world government and a worldwide police state, in their words. And so they have to have the source documents of the conspiracy, because it sounds like your family are nice people. They project their empathy and their overall goodness, but their simplicity and their ignorance, not stupidity, but simplicity, naivete, on to the rest of the world. And no, your family just want to run a barbershop and take care of kids and be happy people. They don't have that criminal lust of globalists. You have to read the criminal lust of the enemy and other blueprint. We love you, Andy. Good to have you on board. Amazing call. More calls straight ahead from Stephen, Paul, Black Lightning, CC, Jeff, Patrick, and Gio. We'll get to every one of you. Stay with us. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders, about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
That's what happens to tyrants throughout history. They get overconfident.
But I won't.
And they keep squeezing people down till there's resistance. And we've got so much production.
Stand my ground.
And so much food, so much everything. They're able to then steal all the basic freedom. But because people still have food, they tend to not rebel. But then when the cult tries to take control of your mind and your children and put a muzzle on you and totally take control of your life, the resistance forms. The enemy begins to try to intimidate, thinking that, oh, the population was laying down because they were scared of us. No, we were asleep. And so because these globalists themselves These Satanists are cowards. They treat us like they would act. And then they try to attack us and they hurt us and they kill some of us. And they maim other people and they humiliate us. And all it does is make people's blood boil. And I know that is a diabolical laugh, but it's really, I'm a diabolical person. So, in a good way. And I'm not going to fake a nice friendly laugh for you. These Satanists are going to pay bad. So I'm going to stop now. See, I'm a sinner, folks. I try to be Christian. Try to be good. I'm going to be good. I just don't like you people. I don't like your child molesters. I just want you to know you're going to burn. You understand that? So, got to keep our horsepower under control, though. We're going to kick the living hell out of these people. The problem is it's going to get a lot worse before the general public finally wakes up, but they will. And then it's going to be too late for all the New World Order and all the king's horses and all the king's men will never be able to put them back together again. And so they want to mutate us and kill us and poison us. Oh, you're going to go into the fire you built for us. Not the other way around. Okay, I'm going to hurry up and go to all your calls. I got some breaking news before I hand it over to Dr. Nick Baggett. I'm going to start the next hour. Really important stuff breaking right now. Who's been holding the longest? Let me see here. These really are epic times we're in. Let's go to Black Lightning. Black Lightning in Florida. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hey. God bless you, Alex. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, I heard one of your last callers, you know, he was talking about the strength in numbers, and I totally agree. And, you know, it's been on my mind. I've been trying to get through. Why can't we just do class actions and sue, you know, the Soros and the Gates and the Clintons and all the bankers for
because they control the judges. They won't do jack crap. And the courts, by and large, are controlled. That's the problem. It's starting to change a little bit, like with the Snowden ruling, but most of these judges are scared. And they shoot and kill judges all the time, the globalists do. They'll just hire some mafia operative, you know, some MS-13 person to go kill them at their house. I mean, judges get shot all the time. And you know, the judges are cowards, on average. There's some good ones, but when they're faced with what's really going on, they tend to piss themselves. And so many people are blackmailed. You know, if somebody blackmailed me with something real, I'd just come clean. But there's nothing really I'm ashamed of or trying to hide. So they try to manufacture stuff. But, I mean, you know they're blackmailing a couple members of the Supreme Court, right? I mean, you know they're blackmailing Governor Abbott, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, I mean, I even know how they're blackmailing him. And I'm just sitting here going, okay, it's not even that bad. But it's, again, he's even afraid of impropriety being brought out about him. So his fault is letting them blackmail him, not what they say he did. Go ahead.
Well, again, the strength in numbers, it comes right back to that again. These people that are in power and have all these legal things at their fingertips, and if they're not going to abide by the law or the Constitution, then I say in the end or now, give me the names and the addresses so we know what doors to knock on.
I hear you, brother. What else do you think we should do? Because I'm getting pissed. And by the way, it's with a heavy heart I say this. I ran into a business person, well-to-do, very well-known in Texas 10 years ago, and I said, I really like, you know, Abbott when he was running for governor or whatever. It was right before he did, and they said, well, they told me some stuff about Abbott, and then later I talked to somebody who was connected to something totally separate in San Antonio, in the San Antonio City Council, and they told me, well, you know, they've got stuff on Abbott, on some deals he did, and then they told me the names of the people, and I'm like, well, that's two prominent people told me this. And so then I talked to another person. They said, well, yeah, how do you know that information? That's closely held information, but it's known at certain levels of the legislature that he's blackmailable dealing with these deals he made when he was in another area of the state government. And I don't even want to go here, folks. This really feels nasty and dirty because I'm not blackmailing people. I feel bad. I knew about this and said, oh, I'm not going to listen to you guys. Governor Abbott's a good person. Because, you know, you want to believe in somebody, for God's sakes. And so he just better watch his ass. And I don't mean that as a threat from me. I mean, he just ought to come out with it all and stop acting like this, Black Lightning.
Amen.
God bless you, Black Lightning. Sounds like the name of a cool drink or something, or like a super cool water slide. Black Lightning. Let's go ahead. Somebody said I was racist, so she can't have it. Everything black sounds cool, like a black Cadillac. Sounds cooler than a red Cadillac, doesn't it? Let's go to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, the blood is boiling in the human collective consciousness. And
I sure as hell know mine is, brother.
Oh, my God.
In fact, that's why I'm laughing like a demon. I mean, I'm boiling. I'm boiling, yeah.
Every man that I've talked to in this area is feeling the exact same way. We can't help it because we're under attack. So my idea that I wanted to put out to you is that you have the connections and you have the inside knowledge that the average civilian doesn't have. But you also have the InfoWars army. And if you call us up, sir, we will come together wherever we need to and put the fear of God in these people.
Brother, I understand. That's why they want us off air, is they're afraid I'm going to do certain things. What are those things? I don't know. We can have rallies. We can go out and do stuff. I can go bullhorn the White House. The president actually hears about it, does stuff. I mean, we should have a whole big show. We should have a bunch of shows, a summit of programs, a telethon for 10 hours straight some night or someday, maybe tomorrow. I'm coming in 2 to 4 to do a 2-hour show where we just have a big brainstorm about what do we do? Because that's all I keep thinking is what should we do? What should I do? What do you think we should do, Steve?
What has to happen is Alex Jones has to get out from behind the desk, as much as I hate to say it. Put David Knight in charge for now. He's a rock star, him and Owen both. Get out there and tell InfoWars Army, you all can hear me right now. We have to get behind General Alex Jones.
All right, brother, but I'm asking you, what do we do? What do we do? I'm asking you, I mean, go surround the White House and bullhorn them forever? I've done a bunch of marches to open things back up and gone out and confronted Antifa and our crew has all over the country. I mean, we're a small organization. I know we have listeners everywhere that are awesome. What do we do? I'm saying we've got to have a mission.
The last caller was saying that we have power in numbers, and the globalists aren't afraid of us because they don't really know how many of us there are. So we have to gather in mass in one spot, maybe once a month or not that much, but we have to gather and show them what they're really up against.
Hey, brother, I disagree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong overall. The globalists have all this surveillance. They know the liberty movement worldwide is giant. They know the Patriot movement, the anti-globalist movement, is their main opposition. They admit in white papers that they're in deep trouble and don't know how they're ever going to defeat nationalism. That's why they're making their move with the UN. So they can ignore big rallies. Rallies aren't bad. We need more than that. They've stopped doing live TV shows because 4 years ago our listeners took over all the live TV shows. And I'm going to do it again this year. Somebody, believe me, I hear what you're saying. The answer is this audience. They're the army. They're everything. I'm just a regular private in that army as well. When we have to collectively come up with the idea of what we're going to do. Thank you, Steve. All right, more calls. CeCe, you're up next. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back live on this Friday transmission. This is just out of the Gateway Pundit. We'll have it posted to InfoWars.com. GatewayPundit.com, very important article. Creepy Bill Gates invests $250 million into media so he gets better coverage of his multiple-dose corona vaccine. He wants to give every person on the planet. How it works is he gives his tax-exempt money to companies, and then they pay money back into his company. So that's how he does tax exemption and basically pays no tax. It's all a giant fraud. Only a few other globalists are allowed to do this. No one else is. You'd be arrested if you tried this. But the headline's important, but it's not all the story. It's an accurate headline, but it's not all the story. Gates spends billions a year, and he gets all this matching Planned Parenthood money and Carnegie Endowment and Rockefeller Foundation money. He's the head of those foundations now. And he gives it to the UN and other governments in India and areas of Africa and is caught constantly sterilizing people, giving them polio. The UN just came out 2 days ago and said a bunch of people got polio from our vaccine. And then it was a Bill Gates vaccine. They told on themselves. It's a new thing they do. Well, everyone's starving because of COVID. No, it's starving because of your fake lockdown. So the real story, the headline should be, Bill Gates pays $250 million to Election Medal and run numbers about horrible COVID death if you don't take a shot. This is for ads, they admit, saying we're all dead, COVID's deadly if we don't take the shot. It's to bolster the hysteria. He spent billions in U.S. media. You know CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, the Sunday news shows. A lot of times at the end will say underwritten by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Underwritten by the Rockefeller Foundation, like PBS. And he goes on there and tells you, you're going to take the shot. I'm your doctor. When he's a eugenicist. I mean, if there was a guy on the neighborhood who was a convicted child molester, and he came and wanted to babysit your 8-year-old daughter, you'd say, get off my porch, I'm going to kick your ass. If you knew he was a convicted child molester. If he was like a 60-year-old man and looked creepy, you'd say, no, that's weird. You're not a babysitter. You're not a 14-year-old young lady. You don't have local babysitters that are 60-year-old men. Well, he's a 60-something-year-old guy that's not a doctor whose dad ran Planned Parenthood, who's into depopulation and eugenics, saying he wants to depopulate everybody, and he's busy spending billions of dollars doing all this, and then now he wants to make you take something and said the lockdown will never end. It's ridiculous. He wants in your body. He's a serial killer. He's a crazy pervert. He's a rapist. We have t-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com, that say arrest Bill Gates on the front. And on the back, we say mask-free zone, InfoWars.com. Get your shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you got to go on the airplane, wear that shirt. You got to go in some store and they make you do it or whatever, you're going to wear it. Expose them. Arrest Bill Gates. Arrest Bill Gates. The shirts, I designed them 2 weeks ago, Kimball Design, and they're here now. They just got here, so I'm going to get some today. I'll be wearing some out. I cannot wait to wear that out in public. I cannot wait to fight back in the third dimension. People say, well, you're a hypocrite. You say the mask or a fraud, but you sell masks. If you've got to wear one on an airplane, sometimes you've got to do it. Wear it with InfoWars.com. That's not contradictory. That means, I don't want to use a gross analogy, but if some rapist put a gun to a woman's head and said, I'm going to blow your head off, you don't, you know, give me oral sex, well, bite their butt off. Bite it off. So, I mean, my point is that we have to not submit anymore. Arrest Fauci and Gates. We got another version that says arrest Bill Gates. And then look at the back. Mask-free zone. I guess the other version says InfoWars. We've got the Baby Lives Matter shirts. I've come out with an American Lives Matter shirt. And it gets the word out. It fights back and it funds the operation. Okay, let's go to your calls. Appreciate you holding. Let's go ahead and go to CC in Washington. Go ahead and welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing? I'm from Seattle, and this is a call about the elections. And so our homeless population varies, but it's estimated to be about 12,000 people. And I got curious about how many ballots were going to homeless shelters. So I wrote to the King County Elections, and they gave me some numbers. And so now I'm working with them, the state elections. But there was one homeless shelter whose name I won't mention was receiving 545 ballots and 36 were returned. So I just wanted to call in and encourage people to, in their district, to check with their, you know, election registry.
That is a great idea. Everyone should go volunteer to be an elections monitor so we have on the ground intel in 59 days. And the place that doesn't want you to be there, that's who you've got to organize with neighbors and friends and family to really get in there and infiltrate what they're doing.
Yeah, because we were just concerned in the state, and this was for the primary election, which wasn't maybe necessarily a high-value election, but there was some talk about ballot harvesting in prior elections.
We know they're doing it. What do you think is going to happen? The Democrats say they're going to contest it. They know they're losing. How do we counter something like this?
I have been hearing all the stuff about, you know, Biden's just going to, they said that, you know, oh, yes, Trump will win at first, but then with the mail-in ballots, we'll win. I don't know. It just sounds like there's going to be a lot of court battles over this.
That's exactly what happens. And under the Constitution, those are still going on. January 20th. Trump and Pence leave the White House. Well, that's all fraud. So we just let them do this? No, we've got to have a plan up front. Thank you so much for holding, CC. You're awesome. Up next is Jeff in Canada. Jeff, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Hey, I just wanted to let you know about the lunacy level in Canada here on the Canada COVID recommendations website. I'll just read you this. It's just five lines. Choose sexual positions that limit face-to-face contact, wear a mask. And then it says use barriers like, example, glory holes that allow for sexual contact to prevent close face-to-face contact.
No, I saw that. You're supposed to go to, like, public sex places, the most dangerous things ever. It's all dehumanization. It's all degeneracy. It's all a joke. I saw that a month ago put out by the health departments. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're at the level where they're telling us to have sex with a piece of plywood in between us. That's the level it's at. But I just wanted to say that because what they're trying to do is really inject fear. And, you know, a wise man once said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
And no, I totally agree. And it's so obvious that it's all based on not just overblown. We're talking 100, 200, 400. I mean, the level of exaggeration is off the charts. The level of lying is incredible.
Exactly. So I've got a solution I want to submit to you of how we can actually practically defeat the COVID farce.
Tell me.
And it goes like this. Everybody that's phoned in today has got a piece of what I'm about to say. But it's this, Alex. The hoax can be defeated by the actual cure for the real part of the disease. The therapeutic narrative has been suppressed. And even when doctors stand up and say, we've got a cure that works, it's been suppressed by the big tech media.
What shows that's what they fear is people getting educated about therapeutics, yes.
Exactly. So here's my suggestion, and I will submit this to you. What if, and you don't have to leave the office for this, but what if you direct your staff to print out fact sheets that declare exactly the truth, that we do not have to be under this, and you mobilize the InfoWars army to go to city halls, town halls, street corners, anywhere where people will take a fact sheet that'll bypass the censors and will literally have thousands and thousands, hopefully millions of people.
You are 100% correct, and I've said everybody should have fact sheets. It's up to us to create a data center that just has basic factoids. CDC says 90% fake positives. Most of them hospital deaths of old people. NIH says you must have vitamin C and D3 or you will die, and zinc, and then show this is all preventable, that anyone will die that doesn't have these three vitamins and minerals, and then have that on a nice print off on a site that does it. I mean, that's what Mercola's doing with his D3 initiative. That's why we had him on and promoted it. But you're absolutely right. And I need to consult with some doctors and get them to prepare it so that we can even say we had a medical doctor prepare it, and then just turn the public loose to go into grocery stores and everywhere and just print them off. And I'm telling you, for like $50, you can put out thousands of these. And if we just get excited and do it and litter them everywhere, it will absolutely change the world. And have a message. It's your job to save people. It's your mission. The fall and winter is coming. They want to have 500,000 dead because people don't, you know, have their vitamins and minerals. It's our job to do it. Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Jeff. We need to take that and run that as a promo, and I commit to you. And by next Tuesday, we're going to have that up. We're going to do it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.